Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, welcome to the After Show podcast. Today is Wednesday, I think.
Something like that. Man, oh man.
July the 5th, so it's been a minute since we've done an After Show. And it's funny because, and we talked about this the other day, maybe off air. My wife's cousin, he's 21 or 22. Mm-hmm. And as they came over the other day, they were going to swim with us over the weekend. He and his wife, they're like, we love the podcast. We listen to it all the time. I'm like, which one do you listen to, the After Show or the full show? And he said, I listen to both. I said, well, which one do you enjoy the most? And he said, well, sometimes I enjoy the After Show because it's just all about whatever you guys are thinking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then his wife called him out and said, Paul is addicted to the After Show.
That's
really
funny.
And he said, I've listened to every episode. So then I had to once again think about what I say about my wife on anything.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Be careful.
Your whole family's listening, man.
Because they basically will know everything I say. Mm-hmm. And if I say, I can't believe my family did this, then they're all going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be held accountable.
So did you guys have a good family time with the 4th of July and stuff?
Yeah, we did.
We did too.
Yeah.
We got to do the fireworks last night. Mm-hmm. And Kai, it was funny because our perspective was really close to where the fireworks were being shot off. And Kai brought some buddies out there, you know, some of our neighbors. And he was wanting to be the big shot. And man, when the first couple of fireworks went off, he was screaming like a three-year-old little girl.
That's right. Funny. That's funny. Now, we had a good time at my house, though. We just ate some brats, watched some TV. That's about it.
Yep.
Did you guys do fireworks?
No, we didn't.
Are there fireworks in Wiener?
Yeah, there are. There's some. I heard some late last night. I stayed over there. So.
Did you buy fireworks at all?
No.
Did you get? Oh, no, I know Joey bought fireworks.
We did, and it was used. Well, there's some left over, but they were used to blow up produce.
That's nice.
Yeah, my 9-year-old wanted to see what all he could blow up with fireworks, and of course it was in a controlled environment, and everything was whatever. But they had trash bags, and they were trying to see what would blow up the best. I mean, there was everything from an onion to a watermelon to a plastic container of cheese balls.
There you go.
Really?
Whatever the 9-year-old
wasted cheese balls.
Whatever the 9-year-old wanted to see would blow up.
What was the best?
The watermelon was pretty fun.
Yeah, I would think that'd be the most fun too.
Yeah.
I remember a deal, and anybody who's a wrestling fan who listens, if you remember back the night of the Skywalkers, 85, 86, the Midnight Express versus the Road Warriors, they're getting ready for a scaffold match. And the Road Warriors take these watermelons to the top of like a 20-foot high scaffold and they drop them. And they're saying, this is what will happen when we drop the Midnight Express. And I remember still the visual
of the
watermelon going splat and going everywhere.
That's crazy.
Who was a watermelon guy? The comedian? Do you remember that guy?
He used to hit it with a hammer or something, or with a mallet or something, didn't
he? Right, like you'd sit up front, and the guy would have the watermelon out there on a table, and I don't even know why he was busting watermelons.
Yep.
But he was busting watermelons. And you'd see the people, like as he would bust the watermelon, the people in the front row would cover up with like a plastic sheet.
I remember that. Who is that,
though? I'm going to find it.
He was a comedian, right?
Gallagher.
Yeah, that's it.
Does he have the hair like I would have?
Sledge-o-matic.
Does he have the hair like I would have if I grew mine out?
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Kind of like that Weird Al or
horseshoe looking thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Except it's really long.
He has a nice stash as well.
So I went 4 or 5 days without shaving my head.
Really?
Yeah. And the first couple days you guys saw me but didn't really say anything because it's like a mild shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But after a couple more days, it was fairly obvious. I guess this was last week whenever my wife, when we were on the vacation.
Yeah, because I don't remember even seeing a shadow.
Because she finally was like, I see your hair. And then I took it as like a get rid
of it. That's time, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because so like for me, it's like at some point, I don't want to have to shave my head every day.
Yeah. So she likes you completely bald then.
I don't know that she likes me completely bald, but she does like it when she can't see.
He doesn't even know if she likes him.
If she likes me, period. It's nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder that too, though. Because I'll drive her nuts.
Yeah, you know? Do.
Speaking of nuts, David's nudist uncle, I guess we've been provided with a clip of the reality show.
Yeah, so basically they were filming some kind of reality show. I don't know what they were going to call it. I don't even know what channel it was going to go on. But it's 11 and a half minutes of basically just them living life naked. And you see everything.
And so everyone is smiling.
Yeah.
They're happy.
All of them are happy.
Apparently, there's like 50 people who live there too.
When you say happy, you mean like they're in a good mood, or like they're like Mr. Happy?
In a good mood.
So Mr. Happy's happy.
But I'm assuming that Mr. Happy sometimes gets happy.
Well, you know, you could say they could pinch tents every once in a while.
Pinch tent.
Pitch.
Listen, if you're tents. Out there pinching tits, you gotta stop. I got in trouble for that once.
I'm just pitching saying.
Tents.
There's no tents that could be pitched.
Okay. What are you talking about?
I want you to listen to this audio clip.
Okay, it's kind of explains here's the audio.
Just listen.
The number one FAQ, the boner issue. I can't count the number of times I've taken that telephone call. I'm thinking about coming out there with my wife and sounds like fun. Y'all look like I've got a nice place out there, but what happens if we got boner? Nature happens, so that's, you know, if you're on a lounge chair, turn over and get some sun on your back and think about baseball or something.
That's
not a part of it.
My gosh. So, and then it shows pictures. Well, it shows video of them getting waxed.
What do you mean waxed?
Like waxed.
On their bodies.
Like they're naked.
Hang on. I got to stand up and come watch some of this. So, David, on a scale of 1 to 10, like 10 is somebody you want to see naked, and 1 is not. How do these people rank?
They look like they're middle-aged people.
That's okay.
Yeah. Because
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but I mean, they're naked.
So you don't want to see a middle-aged person naked? Here, turn your computer so I can see from over here.
Okay, can
I've stood up and walked around the console.
Can you see?
Yep, I see. There's
full
the guy.
Screen.
There's holy gosh.
What?
What is that? Is he deformed? Is there somebody coming down the hall?
Because if someone looks in the window,
there's the waxing.
Who is that?
That's my uncle.
I've seen your uncle naked. Is that your uncle too? Is that me and Gene Okerlund from the WWE?
I don't know who that is.
I think I'm going to turn the computer back because I'm afraid.
Oh my!
It shows them on tractors, on mowers. I
mean, they're up in trees cutting limbs down.
It shows them on a slip and slide.
Would you watch this reality show, Kelly?
If David's uncle was in it, I would so watch it just to mess with David.
Well, yeah, because I mean he's legitimately naked. He gets on the slip and slide and he gets naked.
Cutting trees, like they're doing everything normal people do, but naked.
Oh my gosh. I just don't know. Could you go and do that?
No, heck no.
David, could you do that?
Could I go out and be naked like
that? Could you be a nudist?
No, gosh, no.
It takes a different type, right?
It has to. It has to take someone. I have friends that could probably do it. People that are just not modest people.
But do you have to be like really...
There's my uncle.
There he is. Golly,
he has
David.
A tattoo on his butt.
It says David.
Does it?
Does not say David.
And you won't believe what it dots the like eye.
It looks like he got a feature piece. I think he makes his own wine or something out there.
Is your uncle married?
No.
Tell me about your uncle.
What do you want to know?
What's his first and last name?
Like
no.
Does he have girlfriends?
He has a girlfriend now. He actually brought her down for lunch the other day.
Is she a nudist?
We didn't get into it very much, but I don't think she lives there. But she might be moving.
What a great setup.
Yeah, that's weird. So like, from what I saw in the clips that David kept pausing on, it was like he was pausing on guys.
That's only guys that are showing in this, except for like two or three girls.
Do girls live there at all?
Yeah.
How many, though?
I don't know. There's 49 totals, what
two.
I got.
It's like there's two women and 47 dudes.
Yeah, that's all these naked guys, and they're in a bar.
Swinging willies out there.
They're in a bar together.
I would be so worried I wasn't adequate. I'm worried about that
you
anyway.
You know what? By watching this video, I'm going to say you don't have anything to worry about.
Well, that's a really awkward comment, Kelly. What does that even mean?
The girl in the room is the one who says it.
If you're worried about not being adequate, I mean...
Because you're seeing how awful this could be.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah, I don't think you should be worried about it. That wasn't an awkward comment. I'm just being, like, on base what I'm seeing.
This is based on no judgment. No, no prior knowledge.
Yeah, correct. I mean, if we really need to get technical.
I mean, here she is saying, no, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
Brandon, you shouldn't be embarrassed.
You're the one.
No, look at her. Now she's embarrassed.
I'm not embarrassed. You're the one saying, oh, I'd feel inadequate.
And then you said I'm very adequate.
That is not at all what
David,
I said.
David, did you hear that?
That's what I
said by watching this video and looking at some of the people on here, I don't think that it didn't matter what you feel. It's not going to matter.
So it does, like,
it doesn't even matter. It just doesn't matter. Nothing matters at this place. It doesn't matter.
So you don't have to be like, you know, nope. David's movie star he was talking about the other day,
always,
the Holmes guy.
Yeah, he always talks
oh my
about
gosh.
John.
Yeah. John Holmes.
You don't have to be John.
I'm not talking about him again.
No, you made a big deal out about that whole deal with John Holmes.
He is a big deal. So basically...
Let's call your uncle on the after show.
We can call the number on the card.
Okay. Give me the card number.
And you're going to ask some questions.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
No, you're
anything.
On the spot.
No.
You're on the spot.
It's your uncle, David.
It's basically the phone number is 188-NUDE-1.
188?
Yeah.
NUDE-1?
NUDE-1.
Will you ask a question?
I'm not asking anything.
What could he ask?
I'm going to let y'all direct this.
He could say, hey, I've been looking into your colony and I was just wanting to know.
No. Oh my gosh.
How many girls live there?
I was wanting to know.
Because you're going to move your wife in with you.
No, I'm not going to move anybody in there. Stop. This is so weird.
All right. Hang
on. I should have never given you this phone number.
Hang on. What is going on? I can't figure out why I can't hear it. What's happening here?
Yeah, it's on. I can hear it.
You can hear it?
I think we're having phone issues.
There we go.
Unfortunately.
Thank heavens.
I hope it's like just a generic, have a great holiday.
Gotta pee my pants.
Don't laugh. It'll give it away for me.
Good morning, Southern Deputy Park. This is Stuart. Hello.
Hi, Stuart. How are you?
Hey, Stuart. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, so I have a couple of questions about the park.
Okay.
Could you give me like a rough estimate on how many people actually live there?
48.
48 people. Do you know how many of those would be women?
Where are you going with this?
I'm just trying to answer generic questions.
Well, our main demographic is couples and families from 35 to 55. The folks that live here are primarily retirees.
Okay, I got you. I'm just trying to understand the park a little bit more. So,
it's not a place... not the right destination if you're looking to hook up, I can tell you that.
No, that's not what I was going for. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you for the info.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Holy God.
So we turned our mics off. So when the guy answers David points at me like I'm going to say something.
Dude.
Where are you going with this?
Where are you going, you idiot? What are you, stupid?
Well, he knew he was some young kid, and then he was like, this is not for hooking up.
He was immediately mad as soon as I said, how's it going, or
hey,
something.
Hey, Stuart.
I'm 12, and I was wanting to know if y'all have any live streams going on.
Stuart, I'm looking for girls.
How many girls you got there?
I don't even know what to say.
That was awesome.
Let's call your uncle.
No, we're not calling anyone else.
Oh,
I don't know what his
God,
number
that's
is.
That's funny.
Anyway.
I bet if we asked for him, he could like ring his cabin. Do
Let's
they have
do
cabins?
It. Let's call Stuart back.
We're not calling him back and saying you would talk to him.
And you need to be like, "Hey, Stu, what's up?
What's
call
up,
him Stu?
Hey, Stu, I just called a minute ago. David is so freaking nervous today.
Yeah, I am because this is a weird situation to be a part of, and you. Want to know so much about
Here's
this nudist
the thing,
colony.
Though. He gave you his card. He thinks it's funny that we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah. He thinks it's awesome. I just don't know what to think about it myself.
So if you're a nudist, the place we would recommend is Serendipity Farms.
Serendipity Park
that
in Georgia.
Too.
Lane.
In Georgia.
What is that?
I think I did a commercial for them one time. Oh.
I don't think that's a nudist place, Kevin.
What is going on?
Here, remember how I turned the mics off on you?
Could you turn them off again, please?
Here goes Kel.
No, not just me. So, hey.
Yeah, I think that's a nudist place.
Dude, what the heck?
So they're middle-aged, and they're basically families and couples and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, now we know it's mainly retirees.
He said 35 to 55?
Yeah, and it's not a place to go hook up.
You sounded like a pervert. You know how we call you?
I wonder what kind of calls they get, though.
Oh, I bet they get all kinds of prank calls.
That's look why, up, that's look why up the guy. He's already defensive, you know?
See what Stuart looks like.
I'm not going to look up Stuart.
Oh, geez, David, you've called the guy already.
I'm not going to call anyone else.
You called a nudist.
Saren.
I am curious because I haven't watched this video all the way through about what they're talking about with my uncle because he does make his own like moonshine or wine or something like that.
Serendipity Park.
Yes, Kelly, please be careful.
If you call again, I'm not saying another word. No. 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 I'm getting up and leaving.
You're not leaving.
Oh, I found their Facebook page.
Who are you calling?
We're having an issue trying to get back in touch with them. I hit redial. What?
Who are you calling?
I'm trying. I hit redial. What? Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Dude, I'm literally sweating.
And you have a meeting with the boss at 10.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
David just called a nudist park.
What?
His uncle is a nudist. And David.
No, he's not.
He really is.
True. No, it's true. We even have a video for you to see.
I have a card.
You don't want to see the video.
Honestly, babe, it's nuts.
It's.
Oh, my God.
So David has, for whatever reason, his family is sharing nude videos of his uncle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like they pass it around at Christmas. We used to get flannel shirts. David gets nude videos of his family.
Let me explain this. Because it's called Serendipity Park, and they were filming for a reality show out there. But I guess it just didn't work out. So I have an 11-minute video here of them explaining the park. And I've officially seen my uncle naked.
Oh.
So. And it's.
And that's not awkward?
I guess not.
Not for David.
Mm-mm.
So, Kelly, cool. Have you seen your uncle naked?
Nope. None of them.
Leslie, have you seen your uncle naked?
No.
And I've never seen my uncle naked either.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, have you seen your uncle naked?
Yes. I have seen my uncle naked.
What are you going to talk about the next time you see him? Like, say, hey, uncle, what's up?
How's it hanging?
Hey, I saw you naked.
He said he has a tattoo on his butt.
He does have a tattoo on his butt. I never knew that until just now.
What is it?
I don't know. Some kind of square thing on his cheek.
What if it says David?
See, that's what Kelly
thought. That's exactly what I said.
There's no way.
I don't even know what's happening. I'm done with this. But David wants to become a nudist.
I do not want to become a nudist. Why are you just saying all this stuff?
Hey, Rachel's out of town. Do you have any girlfriends?
Oh, my gosh. This is so weird.
Brandon.
Thank you.
Brandon.
That's just what he was looking for. Oh, man. So I started off the regular show this morning talking about how you were mad at me when I got home from the color run. And the question that you asked me when I got home from the color run was kind of like you would ask Kai, did you wear your good shoes?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's funny.
I'm never buying you shoes again.
They'll come clean.
It's ridiculous. He mows in his freaking $100 tennis shoes.
What?
No, I don't.
Washes his car. Oh, you do.
Oh, that's not even true.
Well, but he is all about fashion. He wants to look good while he's doing stuff, right?
That's it.
I mean, literally, that crossed my mind. I'm like, well, whatever. It really doesn't surprise me.
What do you mean it doesn't surprise you?
That you wore your brand new Nike tennis shoes to a color run.
Well, I wasn't.
And I'm the one that has to clean them.
I wasn't thinking I would get.
You're making
like
her
that.
Clean those?
Wow.
Well, I'm at work.
Or else they will sit in the garage for 6 years.
Well, okay.
I know exactly what you mean.
Also, Kelly told me during the show that you idiots were passing along videos of me running from fireworks. I don't think that's appropriate.
It was the favorite part of my day.
That's not appropriate. Because I have to be able to have a private life, and I thought with you I had a private life.
It's,
you don't. It's just Kelly.
It's just
post
me.
Post it to the world.
But still.
I just posted it to the world.
No, you're not. That's what the thing is. She has documented proof.
Well, the thing is, I have several videos. I wouldn't know which one to post.
Oh, that's nice. Appreciate that.
I like the one of you thinking that you lit it, but you didn't, and you ran off the first time.
He takes off running,
and then he goes back because he didn't light it.
Well, the joke's on both of you because I don't think I had underwear on when I was doing that.
What?
We didn't know.
I wasn't even there.
See, I hate you both. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh, man. She just roasted
you. That's my freaking
you.
Wife who said that.
We didn't notice.
Sweet jeez.
You belong at Serendipity Park.
I guess I could fit right in.
I told you.
I could add to the female clientele. Ridiculous.
You're in the age group.
Yeah.
You fit right
you
in.
You are.
That's great. That's just great news.
Maybe you could be over like the events and like the fundraisers and like the
mud wrestling,
the field
wrestling.
Days, the field days and stuff.
Field days, yeah.
Yeah, like
I really want to go out to a field if I'm naked. Kelly comes back with like wasp bites and chiggers.
Yeah.
And she's going to send me out nude to a field.
Well, this place must be safe. I mean, obviously they're all naked and they don't have
field
any kind of
days.
Problems.
Yeah.
So.
All right. No more nudity.
I can't help it.
All right. I know you're having a hard time with this.
Do you need to talk to anybody?
It's a soft subject.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. All right, so the other thing, Color Run was a lot of fun, and we got to meet so many neat people. And it's funny because the Color Run deal, I so wanted to go and, like, take pictures with everybody, but I didn't want to be, like, a creeper going, hey, can I come take a picture
especially
with you?
Afterwards because you looked like a cross between Deadpool and Darth Maul.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Then your skin started turning like black and
you look like a leopard.
Yellow.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, you look like
Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa sings about.
Yeah.
Look like Wiz Khalifa.
I didn't look like Wiz Khalifa, yeah. David. What do you even mean by that?
You looked like Darth Maul.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what it is.
Black and yellow. Should we play it?
Heck yeah.
Let me
can't wait.
It's probably the only Wiz we got in here.
Let's go ahead and take a break for a Wiz.
Black and yellow.
I forgot about that.
Screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the lot, that's nothing. I'm in my town. When you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds. I'm in black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
All right, so legit, David has a meeting with our general manager.
Yeah.
David had to go and do some stuff out of the studio. And in the brief moment that he left, he made the mistake. And if you've listened to us at any point over the last year, we've started this deal where if his computer is up, it's fair game.
Yeah, yes. So basically, there's been multiple emails sent to the staff about how much I'll miss them on vacations, how I can't wait for the vacation to
end.
I love you all.
And why, before you were full-time, why are you not full-time?
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty nasty. But this one might have been the worst one by far.
Because this was sent to the general manager.
Yeah, so it was sent strictly to the general manager, not the staff. It said, I was really saddened by the fireworks. My fans are demanding answers. Please let me know how I should handle this situation.
This subject is an email. Line.
The subject line was disappointed. And this is sent directly to my boss, the GM, at 7 o'clock in the morning.
So probably he wakes up this morning.
Probably the first email he reads after he gets ready.
It says disappointed.
Disappointed from David.
That's what pops.
All my fans demand answers.
So then what happens?
I get an email back that says, David, come to my office at 10 a.m. this
morning. Oh.
So David gets back in the room after he's gone and taken his break. I don't know if he is pooping or what, but he comes back into the room. Who leaves in the middle of the show? I'll be back.
I had to go take care of something down the hall. I was not pooping.
So he goes and takes care of something down the hall, which is right by a bathroom. So he's out of here. When he comes back, he sits down, refreshes his email, sees the deal. And automatically, like Kelly and I can't look up.
But I we feel, never look up.
I feel like steam coming from David's side.
Well, I look at it and I see.
I hear David go, Oh, gosh.
Well, but it was mad. It was, it wasn't even like, this is halfway funny. It was mad this time.
It was like, oh, no, another email. And the bad thing about it was, as soon as I left my email up and I was taking care of my business, I remembered, oh, yeah, my email's up. Surely they won't do that again. Surely not.
Surely not. Surely
and look what they did.
So your meeting is coming up in moments.
In just a few minutes.
Hope you have a good time with that.
I'm sure I
will. What are you going to say in the meeting?
I'm going to blast y'all.
I don't know what you're talking about, though.
I'm going to say what I responded to the 10 o'clock meeting that said Brandon and Kelly sent that email.
I mean, we don't have your password and stuff.
I left it open.
No, no.
I mean, me and Brandon were in here doing commercials.
We do a lot of commercials.
Commercials?
That's what we do.
You do commercials.
It's what we do.
When I was in high school, that was one of my nicknames, Commercial Maker. I was Commercial Maker. That's what they called me. It is. Did y'all not know that?
I was a different kind of maker.
What were you?
He was Poop Maker.
Poop Maker. Look, now we've gone to a six-year-old level.
Right. All right, so we're going to go back and call the nudist calling.
Oh, my God. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Podcast is over.
Or my wife can make penis jokes. Jokes on her. See y'all later.